And now I am joined in the studio by local singer-songwriter Georgie Rocco. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So you're here as part of our weekly Scala guest session. So we'll be chatting a bit later about your involvement with Scala and an upcoming appearance in one of their showcases at the Wheaty. But before chatting about that, I wanted to know a little bit more about you and your journey as a musician. So you've come in with a guitar in hand, and we'll hear some songs soon as well. But what prompted you to pick up the guitar and start singing?
I think I need to credit my musical talent to my father. But he actually wanted me to play piano, and piano is just not that portable. So
no, it's not. It's not. You're right. It so isn't. Yeah, I've got a friend who plays keys in bands and stuff. So he's, the piano, not so good.
But easier to be the guitarist, I
think. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I just fell in love with it anyway, so it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. And did you find that, do you find often in terms of your songwriting process that the music comes first, lyrics come first? What kind of...
I think my good songs, I think I write a lot of bad ones as well.
Yeah.
But I think my good ones come everything at the same time. So I'll kind of just sit down, hit record on my iPhone and just start playing guitar, and words will come out and the song kind of naturally forms, and then I can go back and edit it later and put better words in and better guitar parts and arrange.
It's a process. It's a process. You're finessing
yes.
something. Yeah. And do you find that there are particular themes or ideas that you keep coming back to when you're writing?
Yeah, I think like a lot of singer-songwriters, heartache is a pretty real thing that I write about. But I also grew up on the South Coast, so themes surrounding countryside, ocean, grapevines, things that kind of jag my memory back to my hometown. I think I write a lot about that too, so I don't forget about it when I'm in the big smoke.
Yes, the big smoke here. Yeah. And do you find that it's important that you do have that personal connection with what you're sharing with audiences at gigs, for example?
I think so. I think for me, writing music's kind of just like writing in a diary. And if I wrote things that hadn't happened to me or things that I didn't connect with on a really personal level, I wouldn't be able to sing them with the proper amount of heart behind them, and they wouldn't sound believable, I think.
Yeah. And it's incredibly, like, you know, people outside who don't, from the outside looking in, who, you know, they think getting up in front of people and singing, full stop, is, you know, a terrifying, vulnerable thing to do. But then to add that extra layer of having to, you know, expose part of yourself and be vulnerable as well, it's it is, you know, something to be commended. Have you found, because you've been writing and performing for a while now, do you find that you've developed some techniques and stuff to help with that side of things? And to
I've definitely stopped drinking so much beer before I play.
Well, there you go.
That helps. That's a lot. No, I think I haven't really ever struggled too much with I get really nervous before I play, but as soon as I'm in front of the microphone, I can just shut my eyes, and if the sound guy's really good, I can hear everything well, I can connect into my music, I'm fine. But I think in everyday life I struggle a little bit, but if you put me on a stage, I flourish. So it's where I try to spend a lot of my time.
Yeah, of course, of course. So as I said, you've brought in a guitar.
I have.
Yeah, very good, very good. you're going to play a couple of songs for us. What's the first song that you'd like to play?
The first song is called "With You for a While," which I haven't recorded yet. So that takes a lot of time because we're trying to record our own music, so save money and learn how to do everything ourselves. But
yes,
it takes a lot of manpower, a lot of time. It's kind of a love song about my music as well. There's part of the song's about someone who I won't mention, and the other part of the song is about just waiting with an idea for a while, letting it develop, and then not letting go. And that happens a lot with my music. I'll have this idea and inside me that I want to get out, and I can't seem to get it out. I get a bit frustrated, like, why can't I just write that song? But if you're patient and you wait with it, eventually something will form, and you end up with something pretty cool sometimes.
Great. Yeah. Well, take it away. This is Georgie Rocco with You for a While.
I've been waiting with you for a while. I felt like I missed you the other night. Trying to break us apart, trying to steal our time. And I want to show them all that you are mine. Stuck in my throat, they're hidden from my eyes. You know what hurts the most is you couldn't just lie. Show them all what we could have been. If only you knew yourself like I know me. To tell you that it's all over, I don't wanna be the one to lie and say it'll be alright. I don't wanna be the one to tell you that it's forever. I don't wanna be the one to have to say it'll be just fine. I don't wanna be the one to tell you that it's all over. I don't wanna be the one to lie and say it'll be alright. I don't wanna be the one to tell you that it's forever. I don't wanna be the one to have to say it'll be just fine. Ooh, ah, ah, yeah, it'll be just fine. Ooh, ah, 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 yeah, it'll be just I've been waiting with you for a while.
Georgie Rocco there, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I just want to say that is the hardest thing to do in the morning.
Yes. Time and time again I say, yep, Saturday morning, let's get musicians in first thing in the morning. So cruel. So cruel. No. That was lovely. Thank you. And yeah, really, yeah, beautiful vocals and just, you know. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. So do you largely perform as a solo performer, or do you collaborate with other musicians as well over the
I'm actually mainly at the moment I play with my band Hey Harriet. Mm. So I was solo for the last 5 years, and I formed this band around 8 months ago. And yeah, I'm having so much fun with them, and a bit of a different style, like upbeat, more indie surf rock vibe.
Yeah, cool.
Which is really fun. So, yeah, I forget how naked I can feel playing by myself.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good to mix it up.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we should mention you're a debut Scala,
yes.
Scala artist. How did that come about? Are you excited for this?
I am very excited. So I befriended a lovely man, Alexander Black. He's a great musician. I think you've had him in a few times. We became friends at uni. We bonded over our mutual love of puns.
Mm-hmm.
Make a lot of puns.
Of course. Yep.
That's
a solid formation, like
yeah,
foundation for
a very
friendship.
Strong friendship now. But he does a lot of the Scala work with the Scala people. Mm-hmm. So he booked me to play a couple shows. I'm playing one on the 17th, I believe, which will be pretty good. I'm playing with some pretty cool people that I don't know. I've got Steve Charles and Luke Swinburne, so that should be good. Hannah Yates, who I think I've seen Hannah a couple times now, and Moonta Street. But yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. Again, like I do feel a little bit naked when I play solo now, so yeah, everyone will be staring intently and listening from what I've heard. Good listening crowd.
Yeah, that's general. The atmosphere there. I mean, it's at the Weedy as well, which is one of the gems.
Get to
of
play
the,
under the fairy lights.
Yeah, the live music scene in Adelaide. Everyone loves the Weedy. I've never heard a bad thing about it at all. But yeah, that is the main thing I've heard, is that it's an attentive, supportive crowd there. So I'm sure they'll be able to, you know, connect with you and your music there. And what else does 2018 hold? So that song you just performed hasn't been recorded yet, but you're planning?
Yeah, we are actually recording on Thursday.
Oh, look at that.
So just laying some drums down and starting to get things rolling. We're doing 3 songs, so that is one of them. So I play that with my band now mm-hmm. as well. And yeah, my band's releasing a single in August 11.
Great.
So I'm putting together a backyard festival down south, which will be very good, like a camping festival for that.
Great.
Yeah. So we just need to get the actual recordings done.
Yes, of course. No, but it's useful to have that deadline. I mean, sometimes it is often good. The case. It, yeah. TBA, TBA, TBA. Well, no, I mean, it has been announced, so we have to stick to it. Mm. And so I imagine in the meantime, gigging and
lots of gigs. Yeah, actually, I screenshotted my gig thing because I knew I'd forget when and where they are. But playing tonight, I play in another band as well. I like to keep busy. I play piano, accordion, and glockenspiel.
So still a little bit of piano, like your dad,
yeah,
keeping your dad happy,
bit.
Just a touch of it. Yeah,
It's really not that portable either. Like they're very heavy. It's like I may as well just carry around a keyboard. But that band's called Bromham, like Bromham.
Oh, yeah.
We get some interesting ways of pronouncing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's at Jive tonight. That's our EP launch. So that should
be
a good time if anyone wants to come to Jive. But other than that, I am playing at the Exeter on May 10th. The Grace Emily for Little Captain have a residency there, supporting them on May 11th. Scala's on the 17th. Back at the Grace Emily on the 25th. And then I think my band's actually doing a Scala show on the 31st of May as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, lots going on.
Yeah. Plenty. Busy. And that's just in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, as well as recording. Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
I definitely dropped a few uni subjects.
Yes.
This semester.
Look, it's all a balance. It's all a balance.
It's a balance.
Yeah. That's it. And where can people go to keep up to speed with, you know, the various gigs?
We have a Hey Harriet Facebook page and Instagram, and then my band page for my solo stuff's just Georgie Rocco, spelt Rochow, if anyone doesn't know how to spell it. I post everything on there. We've got a Triple J Unearthed page as well for the one single we have released for my band. So give that a little sneaky listen if you want.
Fantastic.
That would
fantastic.
Be nice. Get our plays up. Maybe someone will notice us.
That's it. That's it. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, especially on a day when you're, you know, going to be, you know, gigging at Jive tonight. You know, they can be big nights. So, you know, getting up early, getting ready for that day as well. So,
I got to practice my Glockenspiel parts. So.
That's it. But no, thanks so much for coming in. And it's been great to hear both your music and a bit more about you. So,
thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, you're going to play one more song for us to wrap up. What's this song about?
This song is about when you break up with someone and at first it really sucks. And then after a while you're like, that was the best life decision I ever made. And
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't relate at all. No, I know.
You get really used to, I don't know, like when you're with someone for quite a while, you kind of just get used to having them around in the background. And then when they're gone, I guess this song was for me about falling in love with that absence of them, that silence that's there. Like they're gone and just being like space has been created and getting used to being alone and just loving it. You
great,
know?
Great. Yeah. And what's it called?
It's called Absence.
Very good. Yep. Very good. In keeping absence. With the theme. Yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Georgie, cool. take it away. This is Georgie Rocco with Absence.
Been looking up for mountains under the ocean far away, and I can't seem to find you anywhere. I lost myself in you a long time ago, and now I'm running back to where I need to be. This part is not written, I've forgiven you too many times to keep my heart safe. Story goes on, I travel alone, and for now that's okay. I've grown to love the silence in your absence. I've grown to love the silence in your absence. Older and older the days go by, and I can't seem to keep hold on time. All of these things I wanted to be by now, oh, it's the biggest joke and I don't mind. Life is too short to sit inside stressing, I am blessed to have the things that I do. Whoever said that I was ready to let you in and share all of that with you? 'Cause I've grown to love the silence. I've grown to love the silence in your absence. Oh. You take it all, you take it all. Take it all, you take it all. You take it all, you take it all. No. You take it all, you take it take it all, you take it all. 'Cause
Georgie Rocco with Absence. Thank you so much. That was lovely.
Thanks for having me.